purchase all of these from the same source, Mr. Roland?
Yes, the Von Schlegel Gallery. Normally I would sell them back to Von Schlegel, but he doesn't seem to have a gallery anymore.
Quite correct. He left for Switzerland. I will give you $25,000 for the lot.
$25 million.
$25,000 for these masterpieces?
Masterpieces, yes. Masterpieces of forgery.
Forgery?
Forgery. They are all worthless things. The walls, of course, are originals, but I'll give you nothing for them. Forgeries of those would be priceless.
Mr. Fletch, I dislike humor at my expense.
I have no sense of humor, Mr. Oliver. The $25,000 I offer you is for the frames. They're all so beautifully carved in gold leaf. Etiolated flesh.
Display. These are my infants, my little babies, my children.
Children, perhaps, yes, but illegitimate children.
They must be original. I paid Von Schlegel with original money.
And so you have original Von Schlegel.
You're lying.
I will give you $25,000.
20, get on, leave me.
27.
No.
29.
No.
30.
No. 24.
25.
No, it's a deal.
All right. Hold my check today.
I'll see you in 3 days.
Set me up for it. What are you drinking anyway? What are you on?
And so that's always fun because, you know, it's what do you call it? I think it's the most wonderful time of the year. I think it's what Frank Zappa called it. Maybe Frank Sinatra. One of the Franks. Speaking of that, can you just experiment a little on this episode? Now's the time, if you're lucky, where you got some rent money for Christmas. So you're gonna cover your rent. Maybe if you got a car insurance, gonna cover that, and got a big bag of recreational narcotics, and you're just gonna chill out and enjoy the rest of the year. It's almost over. us now. I think we can all agree on that. So that's the vibe we're going for here. And then maybe I'll do an episode tomorrow too. I gotta go to Indiana, Muncie, Indiana tomorrow. Not looking forward to that in the slightest. We'll cover that more later. A piece I'm doing entitled Muncie. I wish I didn't have to go there.
Is that just war or just... Thank you. Eric, remember?
Would you believe a pinch on the nose?
Would you believe a pinch on the...
Eric!
The young are never satisfied with anatomical experiments on plastic models. Oh, you're quite right, Doctor. Now, never inhibit the inquisitive mind.
Or the investigative hat.
Inquisitive investigation is sometimes best done undercover. Well, my dear, what do you think?
That's very nice, Doctor. But I think it's time for you to go home.
Yes, I am tired.
Go on, I'll finish up. I'll help you in. No, that's all right. You and Captain all have a day.
Chuck's buying a dinner at the carriage house.
Indiana. It's previously known as Buchanan-Gahalis Town.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Blast off with Space Vacation the Musical as the Bloom family from the bright yellow planet takes a wild, weird, and wonderful intergalactic summer vacation. With original songs and stellar comedy, their trip goes delightfully haywire. Fun and adventure for all ages. Space Vacation the Musical on all podcast platforms now. Subscribe today.
Named after the legendary Delaware chief. But there you go. So it's got a population of about 65,195, down from 70,000 back in the 2010 census. A lot of you probably weren't even born when they took that census. Too bad, you could have boosted their numbers. Catch y'all over there. But it's part of the Muncie Metropolitan Statistical Area. It's part of the something they do. Yeah, that is the main thing about all of that. But else about it. I'm stuck there. I'll try to record some crazy sounds, but what can I record in Muncie, Indiana? Is that where Axl Rose is from? I wonder if he's got family that still lives there. You know? He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who'd keep in touch with, like, his second cousin. He was raised in Lafayette, Indiana. It's the county seat of Tippecanoe County. It's kind of close to Chicago, to be honest with you. So good for Axl Rose. He got out of got out of that nightmare state we know as Indiana. But yeah, that's what's been going on around here. And what else? been so much going on in the news lately. I don't know if you've been paying any close attention, but well, nothing's changed, really. We're at war with one or two countries. Always one or two. And the presidents are two old white guys who ran all, already ran. They've both been president. So, it's like nothing but leftovers at this point. It's kind of depressing. There's not a new idea, a new thought in the ring there. I'm thinking I might run for office. Wouldn't be that hard to do. I might need some of you guys to help me with my campaign, though. Stuff envelopes and hand out papers that explain my position on various things. But if you do that, well, I'll buy you some pizza. And we can each have two slices. Unless they're really big slices, then we'll do one slice each. We could have, like, I guess, water for drinks. Probably should be drinking alcohol. Don't want to lead to any unruly behavior. You know what I'm talking about. Kind of thing that could get you kicked out of a nightclub. You don't want to go around running for public office, acting like that, handing out people flyers and knocking on their doors. It's just going to scare people. Never a good idea to scare people.
See, they will have Robert E. Lee sitting on a horse. See, they will have Robert E. Lee sit on a horse.
So, hello, this is E. Lee, the man right home.
Jordan! Ah, Christmas. I didn't hear you enter, so I did feel a slight chill.
That escape was radical, too, I tell you. Was it? It was. Every man, they said, must face reality. Must face the here and now.
See, they will have Robert E. Lee sitting on a horse.
Have you thought about what we discussed?
Yes, my dear, and I have the entire evening arranged. See, they will have Robert E. Lee sitting on a horse.
So they lined them up against the library wall one Sunday morning 30 years ago in 1995. They lined them up.
You have now at your disposal one Gallego, the best carrier of the bat, and the number one guy. I will show you things your mother never told you about. In English, I speak very good. A-okay, super, just like first thing. You will love me.
What'd you learn in school today?
Stubborn. Yes, sir.
And no, sir.
And no, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
St. Nicholas and the Headless Horseman, and Snow White and Rumpelstiltskin and Mother Goose. Oh, what a wailing. And shot them down. And burned the paper castles and the fairy frogs and old kings and the people who lived happily ever after. For of course it was a fact that nobody lived happily ever after.
I've just never been comfortable being a failure. I've always felt I paid your way.
Take this heart, for example. Not human. Solely a product of the laboratory. Yet functioning with power from solar energy. You'll notice the heartbeat is uninterrupted.
I say you did. You say, uh-huh.
Whoa, it's my head, my plum, my peach, my pear. Why be hasty?
And once upon a time, became no more. And they spread the ashes of the phantom rickshaw with the rubble of the land of Oz. They filleted the bones of Glinda the Good and Ozma. And shattered polychrome in a spectroscope and served Jack Pumpkinhead with meringue at the biologist's ball.
Oh, cut out that insipid baby talk. Well, it may have been cute when you were in your 20s, but it's not anymore.
The beanstalk died in a bramble of red tape. Sleeping Beauty awoke at the kiss of a scientist and expired at the fatal puncture of his syringe.
How much did you pay the little bastards?
As for Mr. Bigelow, he was astounded at this long explosion. He blinked and at last said, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, just names to me.
I want some information.
Like what?
Like, you got a boy here. College kid. In some kind of shooting scrape.
That's the kid they brought in this evening. But I don't think he's having visitors.
Get out! You've done your job. Now let me alone, you idiot. Mr. Piccolo summoned his carpenters and went away. Mr. Stendhal stood alone before his house. Listen here, he said to the unseen rockets. I came to Mars to get away from you, clean-minded people. But you're flocking in thicker every day like flies to offal. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you a fine lesson for what you did to Mr. Poe on Earth.
As of this day, beware. The House of Usher is open for business. He pushed a fist to the sky.
I wonder whether Joyce was watching.
Look.
I do hope so. Must ring her tomorrow and find out what she thought. Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it wonderful?
Because of Leslie.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Look.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Look.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Madeline must be at the head of the table.
You must ring her tomorrow and find out what she thought.
Then it's absolutely right.
I think that...
Think what?
It's not true.
We put Madeline at the head of the table.
I mean, even if it were true, you didn't have to tell me. That was very mean.
He literally agrees with me.
Wasn't it wonderful?
You're right. She's right. Oh, no, no,
wasn't
no,
it
no,
wonderful?
No.
Stop doing this podcast. It's basically just me talking to myself in a room on top of a very tall building. I do it in a nice little shed covered with snow. You can hear the wind blowing outside. See all you creepy cats next time.